Abbott now on free call 0500 30 12 15. Please remember that the opinions expressed in this program are not necessarily the views of Virgin 1215.
Yes, say sing along a Tom time. Won't back down, Tom Petty. Gotcha, sucker, said the front page of the Sun, and all of the tabloids run about this. In fact, this story appeared in just about every newspaper published in this country. Fergie's Topal admits con, it says. John Bryan last night admitted he had broken the law by dodging a £500 car park bill. And, you know, everybody's going along, and, you know, how disgraceful it is that he should, you know, have the cheek to do this, and blah, 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 blah. And nobody seems to have said, £500 car park bill? Is it just me, or is it, does that seem like a criminally large amount of money to charge someone for parking their car in, now, if they're parking their car in, the banqueting hall in Buckingham Palace, maybe. You know, if a team of 50 people come along and buff it, then maybe. But just on a piece of concrete near the airport, in about the cheapest real estate that you could find in the whole of the south of England. I mean, who wants anything near the airport? So they must have come like dirt cheap. And they just... Did they landscape it? Was it stuck on carpet? If it rained, did a team of people come out and hold an umbrella over it? What? £500? Is there one single person in this audience who wouldn't try and avoid a car park bill like that? I would dismantle my car and take it out in small pieces under my coat rather than pay a £500 car park bill. Are they serious? That's astonishing. I'm stunned. And so must he have been.
That'll be £500, please.
Oh, yeah, right. I'll just give that to you in spare change then, shall I? I'm shocked. That's the scandal, is that they charge him £500 to put his car, I don't care where it is, anywhere. Park it on the Queen's bed, it shouldn't cost £500. It's just a thought. And the thoughts expressed by Nick Abbott are not necessarily those of the NCP. Kingston.
Hello, Nick.
Hello.
Surely it would be cheaper to get a taxi to the airport, wouldn't it?
It would be cheaper to buy the taxi.
Probably. Are you in the mood to talk about sex?
No, I talked about sex just 5 minutes ago. If you call me in about 20 minutes, then I'll be ready again.
Oh, well, thank you for that. I've been flicking through a magazine of mine, and I've been reading an article which got me a bit worried. It's all about the size of women's vaginas and whether it affects their sexual prowess, as it were. And I was wondering if this is actually true, whether it does affect their sexual performance.
Oh, I'm supposed to know?
Are you not sexually active, then, Nick?
Well, I don't have a vagina, madam.
No, but I'm asking you from a man's point of view, you see, whether the size of a woman's vagina would affect how it feels for the man.
Well, I would think so. Wouldn't you? I mean, that would be my best guess.
Would you think? I didn't think that they actually changed in size. I thought all women were just allocated one size, you see. I didn't realise they came all medium and extra large.
Yeah, and here's the news. All men are the same size too. Yeah, there's no difference. I don't know if you've checked, but we're all the same, yeah.
Really?
Absolutely.
Oh, that's put my mind at rest. Can I just say that I'm actually pleased that you've moved down the time slot.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because you see, when you're on between 10 and 2, my sex life's just gone straight down the drain for the last year.
And all you can do is talk about it.
Exactly.
So now you'll be able to get some.
Yes, and listen to you at the same time. Before.
Well, before, yeah. Not during.
Not during. I wouldn't do that to you, Nick.
Sometimes afterwards, but not often.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Then.
Thanks a lot.
Cheers,
bye-bye.
Bye.
Talk about nervous. Nottingham.
Oh, Nick, all right?
How are you?
It's the news agent again.
Oh, yeah, hi.
How's it going, all right?
Yeah.
I've enjoyed my Mr. Blobby shapes. Thank you very much.
I can't believe it. Are these sweets, Mr. Blobby sweets, are they popular? Do the kids like this crap?
They're still crap.
Do the kids come and buy them?
Well, they do. The younger ones do. If you've got a mental age of about 4 or 5. But actually, Nick, I'm quite glad you're moving to 7 till 10. I might get to bed earlier.
Okay, that's two, four, and about 1,000 against so far.
Well, we'll ignore the rest of them.
Yeah.
That lady who's just been on, describing the size of her vagina.
Oh, no, can that be the last...
Well, just want to leave her with one point, if she's still listening.
Yeah.
Tell her to go away and have a baby. Measure the size after it's popped out.
let's have a report when it's...
Nick, there's a thing in the magazine, I'm sorry to say this, it's about the orgasm school. The school for orgasm in London. And in fact, it's probably only just around the corner from you.
Is it?
Yes.
What are they...
Would you like to know what you have to do to get to the school
please.
Of orgasm?
Yeah, what are the entrance qualifications?
Have you got your hand ready?
Yes.
Number one, you have to stand in a circle and massage the person next to you. You have to explain why you've come to the School of Orgasm and what you hope to achieve. Right? Having problems with orgasms is because you are sexually frustrated. So dance around the room and shake the pent out of you. Then still in your group, you have to massage your own genitals. If that still hasn't solved the problem, you lie down next to a selected partner and you have to touch each other's genitals without making too much of a mess. And if this doesn't work, repeat for intervals of 15 minutes until satisfied.
Right. So where are they holding these classes?
Well, we just said
the Palace
London,
of Westminster?
It's a black door and it looks like the number 10's been painted out at this point, but...
It's not in Golden Square, is it?
No, it isn't.
Because there's a very suspicious location on the other side of the square where, when I leave at night, there's like lots of cabs. Not black cabs, but like cars, you know, like limousines. And there's nothing there. There's no plaques or there's nothing to say that it's a drinking club or anything like that. There's always like stacks of cars.
There's a picture in the magazine.
Keep talking over me. Why don't
Sorry.
You? With people like chauffeurs. They're just like, there's loads of them. They're all lined up there. Have you seen this, Quinn? Do you know what that's about? It's over the other side. Yeah. What is that about? Because that building is being built, isn't it? So there's nothing in that big building. And just over there, it just looks like residences, because they're not offices, there's no club of any kind there. And yet, every single night when I go, there's like 4 or 5 cars with chauffeurs ready to whisk them away. So maybe it's some sort of illegal drinking club, or some sort of pornographic cinema, or an orgasm club.
Well, actually, you don't have to pay to join this club. So could it be a secret undercover brothel? I don't know. Is it a black door, by the way?
I think you are right, yeah, it's a black door.
Buy a copy of the Moore magazine if you're feeling daring from your news agent and
check it out.
And check it out.
Okay,
anyway,
excellent.
Nick,
and it'll, at least it'll give me something to do after the show. You don't have to pay to get in, but you have to make a small deposit to get out.
Desperate to hear, right. It's got some faxes for you here, Nick.
Oh, deep joy.
Right,
we've
got a rest in peace one, Nick Abbott, Flint Bell, born 12:15 PM, 30th of April, 1993, died 0200 AM, 14th of May, 1994. Much loved and sadly missed. Placed by David Bell, Balloch, Scotland.
What?
Balloch. This one, an ode to Nick. Sorry, touching this one. What am I to do these lonely nights between the hours of 10 and 2?
I have a suggestion.
Your show has given me pleasure and joy. And Nick, I want to thank you.
You want to spank me?
Your talents are endless, your charisma too. But why the obsession with farts? Bodily functions are what you like best, especially your private parts. I'll miss you, Nick, you sexy thing. Mad Baker Boy and Mrs. Hull. Those enlightening phone calls have changed my life.
Really? How dull must that have been?
Now, how can you make it so dull? Exactly. Goodbye, Nick. Life has to go on. But
bye.
But there'll be an enormous gap. I'm crying
really?
My eyes
so,
out.
So, we're still talking about that, are we? Just can't get rid of that topic.
I'm crying my eyes out, my heart as well, and you probably don't give a crap. From your number one student fan, Northampton. Dear sir, I'm very unhappy that Nick Abbott's show is being rescheduled to a different time. My friends and I are very angry to see that you have not considered your customers' points. if the rescheduled show does go ahead, I hate to say that we shall not listen anymore. Suffice to say that we want Nick back on his original time. Yours faithfully, John, Jim, Carol, and others. What do you think about that, Nick?
I think we should fax it back to them. They can roll it up tightly and stick it in their ear.
Yeah, right. Another one just wants Zuri to phone in tonight because he thinks that she's got a great voice and a laugh. Liam, the mad programmer.
A founding member of the Orgasm Club, Led Zeppelin, Dazed and Confused. 0500 3012 15, the last Thursday, and let's have Landon.
Hello.
We
were just bought
up
for writing for exams, so...
What?
We were bought up for writing for exams.
You were bought up for writing for your exams?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
What's that in then?
Sorry?
What is that in then?
Well, we
history or English?
All
maths?
Of them. Everything.
Geography?
Science.
Maths and science and
that? Yeah. Yeah, we just thought we'd tell you about our end of year frolics at school.
Your what?
End of year frolics.
End of year frolics?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, go on then.
Well, we go to a girls' school.
Yeah.
Catholic,
is it?
Yeah.
Right. What? Carry on.
Yes.
Yeah.
And, well, basically there wasn't loads of nuns in there, but they...
Loads of nuns and that?
Yeah, but they're not there anymore.
Right. Where are they going in, then, nuns?
They're not dead.
Where are they?
Right.
Hey, you what?
They're
hey,
tired.
Hey.
Should I just put this phone down?
No, carry on.
And we're just going to have egg and flour fights with...
You got to...
Yes.
Right.
With syrup.
Flair. What, eggs and flour?
Yeah, and
right.
Syrup.
Yeah, syrup.
Yeah.
Syrup and flour.
Flour.
With the nuns and that, yeah.
Yeah. And, we was meant to be having a comic relief charity raising thing.
Like that, yeah?
Yeah.
Thing like with stuff like that, yeah?
Yeah.
Right.
But the teachers wouldn't take part because last year they all embarrassed themselves on stage by dressing up as scarecrows and clowns and...
Clowns?
Yeah.
Right. Was there's like clowns and that?
Yeah.
With noses and stuff?
Yeah.
Right.
And, the whole... Yes.
Go on! Carry on, I'm with you.
Really?
Yeah, I'm just translating as you go along, yeah. So it's like clans of flair and nuns and that, right?
Yeah.
And you're like studying for exams and you just want to talk about your frolics?
Yeah.
Terrific.
Terrific.
Okay, well listen, I hope that none of your exams have any oral examinations, because... Don't even bother turning up. Thanks a lot. Here's a call in Birmingham. Hello. Birmingham is gone. Never mind. Finchley.
Oh, hi.
How are you?
I'm all right. Well, I've got a really sore throat and I'm dying, but...
Oh, really?
No, I'm reasonable. Sad, really.
Not really, no.
I just thought I'd phone you, because you've been playing my guitar jingles a lot, and I thought I should make an effort and say thanks.
Oh, no, who are you?
Well, it's like the Gilmore-type guitar, you know.
Well, sing something simple for me.
Well, there's a few of them, actually.
Well,
go ahead. Yeah, there's the one that goes, and it's coming through on my radio machine at the end.
Well, no,
I can't think, my throat's really...
How does it go at the beginning?
I can't remember, actually.
Oh, come on.
Oh, sorry. It's got the big guitar. And the big guitar at the end. Long lead guitar solo.
It's not,
the one he played tonight at the beginning.
It's not this one.
That's one of mine.
Is it?
Yeah.
You are great.
Thanks.
No, I mean, you really are.
You're my fan, you see.
Because that is, oh. That's
yeah.
a great, oh, I'm just.
Well, I did it in my room on a cassette machine, you know.
Really? And yeah. where did you do the song?
Sorry? Well,
never mind. So, now I wonder which one, other one's yours. Is this one yours?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, that's
oh,
fine.
You are fantastic.
Yeah.
Can you play some, can you do some more for me?
I'm in the phone box.
I don't mean like
some.
Right now.
Yeah, I can record some, yeah,
because
sure.
I think some of yours have got the old number on, have they?
I'm not sure, I can't
and
remember.
I think some of them will have got the time that I'm doing now. So
yeah.
I have to dump all of those.
So you're going to be playing jingles on the new show?
Yeah,
then?
Oh yeah.
Oh right, I thought it was all stopping.
No. So oh. If you could do that, that would be fantastic, because you are, what a talent.
Oh, thanks.
So are you professional or what?
Well, I'm trying to be. I'm trying to do more things, but it's a real pain trying to find the right people, you know. And, well, I might be doing the guitar on a theme thing for the BBC soon. You know?
Oh, really?
A comedy show, I think it is. 22.
Is this one of yours?
That's mine.
Well, you're great. You're great.
Yeah, thanks.
So
yeah,
which is your favourite? Which is your, which one? Is it just those three you sent me?
No, some more.
There's some more as well.
There's a really cranky one that goes, Nicky Abbott on the radio.
Oh, that's you too.
That's
well, I like that one as well.
Good.
We call that the train spotter one because
that's what I thought it was.
Because you sound like a train spotter when you're singing it.
Exactly.
This one. So you sound like you're about to go out and you know collect some numbers.
Yeah. Well, I was on that evening.
Right.
You know, but. Yeah, that's what it was meant to be, but...
Go and score some numbers, man.
Yeah. No, my voice is going. I don't know what's happening. I think
well, listen,
death,
if you would, if you get the time and you wouldn't mind, then I would be thrilled to bits.
No,
did I send you any crap in the post for this?
Oh, yeah.
Did I? Okay, cool. Well, I'll send you some more crap, because we got some more crap.
Yeah, oh, right. Okay.
Not anybody else. Don't be right there and ask me, oh, Nick, can you send me some crap in the post? Like, fortunately, people have stopped asking that, so I haven't read the address out. And
that's right,
so,
I've noticed.
Yeah, there's a good reason for
I
that.
I mean, it's like a radio show, but everyone's writing, you know.
That's the thing with this. It's sort of like a radio show, isn't it?
Yeah.
Kind of,
something
yeah.
like
that. Yeah, something
yeah,
like, yeah.
Vaguely,
that's exactly right. Loosely described.
Show, yeah.
As a radio show. Well, thanks for your contributions, because you certainly put
right.
the pep into the first two tracks.
It's all right. I just thought I'd, you know, make the effort to phone you in.
Well, that was excellent. Maximum respect. Thanks a lot, mate.
Good one.
And here is one of your greatest hits.
Never seen.
share and love and understanding. You know, I should really thank, well, I thought I'd thank him, because he's great. The guy who did the, you know, the thing that I just... That one. But who I should really thank, the ones that started all this off in the first place, are the two boys from Scotland. I think this was the very first one. This goes back about a year now, I suppose. And this is what they did. On the phone.
I listen to Nick Abbott every day.
Because he's got really great things to say.
Yeah, really bad levels.
I listen to Virgin every night.
Not to 252 and all that shite.
So this one's for you, Nicky boy.
Yeah. Hey, Nick, how is that?
So, yeah, it was, yeah. But it was a beautiful thing, you know, whether, regardless of the quality of the actual thing, it was a beautiful moment. Or something. Here's a call in Glasgow.
Hi, Nick.
Hello. You remember when I started, virtually every call was in Scotland?
Yeah.
How long have you been with me?
Quite a while.
A little bit?
Quite a little bit, yeah.
Right.
Will you be able to keep your sound effects as well as the jingles when you move to a new spot?
Yep, I'll take them and put them in a bucket, and I'll bring them with me.
Because if not, there's an ad in the paper which might interest you.
What's that?
You could sell your flip to him, maybe.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Right, it's titled For the Collector. And a collector wishes to purchase any genuine school strap. Any make or condition. Now, I can't decide whether he's a train spotter type or whether he should go to that orgasm school. I'm unsure.
Now, this is in the local paper in Glasgow?
It's in one of the papers in Glasgow today, yeah.
A collector?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And he's given a phone number for people to phone him.
Are you kidding me? His phone number's in there?
Uh-huh.
No, it's not.
It is.
Is it no 891 number?
Nope.
It's not in there.
It is.
Oh, shall I?
Go on.
It's not in the... He wouldn't be that stupid, surely.
Well, I don't know. You can phone him and see I'm not.
Oh. Okay, I'm going to... Go on. I'm going to take you off the Amiga's get his number. Hang on. I'll play some nice music for the ladies and gentlemen. What's this number? Hey, yes. Yeah. I find it hard to believe that anybody would be stupid enough to put their number in the paper.
I don't know, maybe it's a museum or something, but I thought it was well strange.
Do you want me to call him up right now?
Go on.
Now, if I inadvertently cut you off, you do understand it's because I don't know how to use this phone system, okay?
No problem.
Okay. I'll say goodbye to you now, because I think I probably will. All right, okay. Thanks for the information.
Yep.
Oh, see, I did. I knew I would, and I did. Probably busy. Oh, it's an answer machine.
This is 090.
Hey!
Come to the phone at the present time. However, if you wish to leave your name and telephone number, I will get back to you as soon as possible. Please do not speak till after the tone. Thank you.
Where's the tone? What, no tone? So, I wonder, you know, I mean, he must just get, like, just so much of that. He put his number in the paper? I am absolutely stunned. Well, you heard how long we had to wait until the tone. I mean, that probably didn't even get on his machine. But it certainly will give him pause for thought when he comes home and checks it out. So if anybody knows the bloke, just like ring him up and say it's us, which I should have done, you know. I should ring him back. I'll ring him back. Yeah, well, I'll ring him back after midnight and see if he's come in from the woods or wherever he's been hanging out this evening. Do we have an advert break to do? Let me just get rid of that because I don't like that one. Let me get rid of This mouse is gone. You know, I know that we use it a lot in here, but it's just these mice. You know, these computer mice things that scroll the thing up and down? They run out. They have, after 5 miles, they need servicing. Advert break and back.
Welcome to NickAbbott.com. Follow the ultimate Nick Abbott experience online.
Miss Grace Jones, slave to the rhythm.
I saw Grace Jones live. I would recommend that you don't do that. We went to see her at Brixton Academy. This was a couple of years ago now. And so, there's a... I can't remember what DJ was on, but they were playing away. Brixton is not a great venue to have a club because the floor slopes at quite a steep angle. And try dancing on a hill. Forget it. And so we're like, we're there and we're like... she's supposed to be on stage at 10. 11. 12. 1 o'clock. Still no show. And people are, you know, people wanted to peak, if you know what I mean, at 10. And so their peak has gone. And they're just crashed out everywhere. People are just, like, on the floor everywhere. Aghast, like, because it costs a lot of money. Frustrated, upset, disappointed, annoyed, you name it. And she shows up at about 2 in the morning. Like, she's 4 hours late. And she just rides on stage, and there's no stage act. There's nothing. There's just her and backing tapes, and that's it. £15, £20, wherever it was. Thank you very much. And we couldn't believe it. I mean, the crowd is flabbergasted. And she just struts on like nothing has happened, and she just carries on, and she puts the microphone, big mistake, into the audience and says, "Sing along!" And somebody in the audience grabs the mic and says, "You're well out of order, you're 4 hours late." And she's just, she's like rocked back on her heels. She cannot believe it. And she says, "4 hours late, I don't even know what day it is." And we believed her. Grace Jones, slave to the rhythm. 0500 30 12 15, and let's have this call in Daventry.
Got my ears gone. Hi.
How are you?
I'm leaving school tomorrow.
You're leaving school?
Yeah. But for exam leave.
Oh, I see, right. Yeah. So you're supposed to be at home studying, whereas in fact, nothing of the kind. Well, am I right or what?
Yeah, well, yeah. Not at the moment. I'm leaving school next week.
I'm on
exam leave next week.
You're on exam leave next week?
Yeah.
Right, for 1 week?
1.5.
Okay, now and supposedly you're sitting at home and you're poring over your notes and you're going through all of this stuff and you're making, plans.
Of course.
And in fact, you're just like staring off in the middle distance and you can't apply yourself and you're listening to the radio and you're going in and you're making cups of coffee like every 3/4 of an hour and you're making snacks and you're watching the TV and just doing anything to avoid work. Am I right?
Yes.
Yes.
Right. Tomorrow's my last day and this is girl I really, really hate. And I'm considering to throw into the pond. Now, this pond is the most disgusting pond you've ever seen. It's got leeches in it. It's absolutely vile.
It has leeches in it?
Leeches.
Right.
And it's the most disgusting pond. I'm considering throwing in, but I'm not sure where to do because she's...
Where is this pond? Florida?
No, my school.
Right.
And there's this pond. It's disgusting, but...
And it has leeches in it?
Yeah. The thing is, if I throw her in, it'll cause attention. It'll attract attention. She's such an attention seeker as well.
Yeah, I would think it would occur. It would especially grab the attention of the person you throw in.
Yeah, but she's such an attention seeker, that's just it. So you don't want to throw in or not.
And you want me to make this major life decision for you? I'm sorry, but this is something... Either you're going to have to join a religion or make this major life decision yourself, because I can't do it for you. But
why
the best...
Not?
But either... Why
you haven't heard my reason for it.
Oh, I don't really think that I need to, but the best of luck, whichever way you choose. Is Aberdeen...
Hi, Nick.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm just up.
Oh, great. Has it been a good show tonight?
Well, I've enjoyed it, yeah, I've enjoyed
it. I haven't heard it until, like, now. Well, about half an hour ago, really.
Well, yeah, it's the last Thursday.
Yeah, I know. I'm not going to hear you tomorrow either. Got to go out. It's terrible. God,
bummer, dude.
Totally.
Tomorrow's going to be, if I can get in the studio, tomorrow is going to be special.
Yeah,
it's going to be special for me and for you, because I'm going to put the best of calls of the last year on the show tomorrow.
Oh, it'll be all the regulars.
It'll be, well, not necessarily. Yeah, all the regulars will call in live, hopefully. I think we've got a lot of their numbers. And, like, the best of, like, the weirdest stuff that's happened in the last year.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
Great. Oh,
and you're going to go out?
Well, I'm going to get someone to record it, so...
Okay, but don't record the music, because that would be illegal.
Yeah, oh, yeah, of course. Never do anything illegal.
Yeah, well, neither would I, no.
No, of course. Anyway, I've got a CD. I'm really surprised that nobody else has come up with it yet.
What's that?
But I know the reason that you're moving from 7 till 10.
And the reason is?
Wendy Lloyd's on between 4 and 7.
Yeah, right.
She won't have to wait around for you for so long.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
That's what it is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You don't believe me.
No.
No, even I know it's true. You may not know yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, anyway.
Okay, well, listen, it's, join me next week, because I'll be different.
Well,
and new and improved and cleaner and brighter and shinier and all of that crap.
And pigs will have wings.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Here's Halston.
Hello, Nick. How's it going?
That was loud. Hello.
Yeah. Do you know you were leaving on Friday the 13th?
That's a good point, yeah. Friday the 13th. Ooh.
Yeah, well, I'll get straight.
Oops, wrong one. That one. That would have been better.
Anyway, can I have your old job, please, Nick?
My old job?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah?
Yeah, just show up on Monday at 10.
Alright, I'll be there, yeah?
Absolutely, cheers.
Because I'm in, like, a serious cash flow problem.
Are you?
Yeah.
Well, don't come and work here, then.
Nah. Well, you know, ten of a show, that'll do.
Well, that's all you get. Trust me.
Because, like, I want to go, like, Pink Floyd in Rotterdam.
You want to go to Pink Floyd? Well, you have a serious cash flow problem, you want to go to Rotterdam to see Pink Floyd?
Yeah.
I'm confused.
Well, I've got to get
Where are your priorities? Why don't you go see them at Wembley, at Earls Court?
It's sold out. Yeah, but it's Holland, isn't it?
Well, yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah, 4 days or something, 3 days. 160 quid.
Talk about a lost weekend.
Try explaining where the 200 quid went in 4 days.
Well, that's the thing, you won't remember. You'll have got no idea.
Yeah.
You'll come back and you'll say, where the hell have I been?
I want to go Reading as well.
You want to go red in the face? Well, I think they'll probably organise that in Rotterdam as well.
And Donington next month. Monsters of Rock.
And you have a cash flow problem.
Yeah.
So I couldn't afford to do all this. How are you going to do it?
Well, I've got your job now. So
that's true,
you get free tickets, don't you, anyway?
Oh, I get so much free stuff. My life is just one heady social whirl.
Well, I'll use them if you don't want them.
Absolutely, okay.
You know when you play all those, like, jingles and stuff?
Yeah.
You know, like, if you play songs, you've got to give the bands, like, royalties?
Yeah.
Do you have to give the, like, who does people who do the jingles royalties
No,
as well?
Just some crap in the post.
Yeah?
Well, there was one obnoxious git who tried to get some of that out of us, but, I'm sorry, but you failed.
Yeah.
Not getting a penny. So they do it because they love me, and I love them right back.
Oh, well. So who's doing your show? Oh.
You are showing up on absolute...
Job, yeah.
Well, you've got
to
show up...
I'm holding you to that, then, Nick.
You've got to show up at least 5 minutes before you go on air.
Right, 5 to 10, yeah?
5 to 10.
All right.
And I'll see you then.
All right.
Cool. See ya.
See you later.
I wonder. I mean, you know, it could well be stupid enough to show up. Stranger things have happened. I was at... Radio Luxembourg, and oh, wait a minute, oh, this whole thing's screwed up now. I was at Radio Luxembourg, and some woman showed up at the airport with a suitcase and said, hi, it's me, I've come to live with, I can't remember what the name of the DJ was, but one of the DJs. And they said, what? She said, yeah, I'm here. It's me. I've come to live with him. And so she turns up at the station. The station was surrounded by, like, a fence, like high security. And they were and so she stopped at the fence. She got from the airport in, and she was stopped at the fence. And they said, no, there's a woman at the desk at the fence who has come to live with one of the DJs. And we're like, what? And so we like sent security out to check her out. And the police came and they found a bottle of pills in her bag, big enough to send an army to sleep. And so they confiscated them and shipped her right back. At the cost of the Luxembourg government, I think. I don't know why. Well, they have so much money they don't know what to do with it in Luxembourg. But, well, let's find out. At 5 to 10, on Monday, let's find out.
Playing all over the UK, this is Virgin. On Teesside for the best reception, tune to 12:42 a.m.
Don't do it, mate.
On the hour, this is Sky News.